When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today, I apparently have no voice. So I apologize for the raspiness. I really don't know where it came from. This wasn't happening all day. But yeah, I'll keep this episode short and sweet because I'm sure no one's going to want to listen to me with a raspy voice for an hour. So let's try to do like a 20-minute episode, maybe even shorter, maybe a little longer. It depends on how long I ramble. But before I get into the episode, I want to just share that I have officially opened my waitlist for a group coaching course. So if you remember a couple of weeks or months ago, I had asked in an episode like who would be interested in a group course, something like Queens of Confidence. Because I do offer private one-on-one coaching and it's been amazing and I just signed on a couple new clients. And of course you can always inquire about that. The link is in the show notes, but a lot of people are interested in a group course where, you know, you'd be getting on weekly calls, not alone. It'd be like a bunch of us. There'd be like a group chat, really building a community, making friends, especially most importantly, like-minded friends, girls who really want to, you know, uplift themselves and evolve. And yeah, just building like a really cool community of this type of program. And so the waitlist is officially open. The link is in the show notes to inquire and more details will be to follow. So the details that are to come will include like launch dates and prices and kind of like a syllabus and just like all different things, packages, like whatever. So get on that wait list ASAP because I certainly won't take on too many people because it will be a group course, but you still want to keep it, you know, like intimate. You still want people to feel like special and really getting attention. And so yeah, it would be first come, first serve, and I don't have any more information other than that right now, but I definitely would not take on tons of people. So get on the wait list to be the first people in the know, and yeah, more information to follow. But I'm really excited. This will be all things, you know, confidence and leveling up and raising your standards and self-love and self-care, and that's what we're going to talk about today on the self-care aspect, more specifically selfishness, because selfishness is self-care. Selfishness has such a negative connotation, but it's actually very, very powerful when executed properly. I've had so many friends in my life who are such selfish people, and they just do wrong by you, and they're just like, oh, it's like they have bad intentions. Even if they don't realize they have bad intentions, they do. Their intention is really just, you know, to benefit themselves. They don't give a fuck about anybody else, and it's not right. It's like not cool at all. But selfishness is really powerful when executed properly. Selfishness is allowing yourself to outgrow people who no longer serve you. Selfishness is saying no to things that don't feel right, whether it be like declining plans that you don't want to go to, or choosing, you know, not to be around certain people that don't make you feel good about yourself. Selfishness is truly about putting your needs first, putting your desires, standards, values, morals, and boundaries first. And when you do that, you realize, like, I'm just doing what's best for me. And I'm allowed to do what's best for me, even if it upsets other people. Like, that's not really my problem. It's not really what I need to worry about. I can't worry about upsetting people, you know, if it's at the cost or at the expense of my happiness and my sanity and my self-care. And allowing myself to put myself first and to be selfish has really helped me develop a really strong black and white way of, like, I say yes when I mean yes and I say no when I mean no. Think about how many times you've said yes to things that you don't even want to say yes to, or you don't mean what you say 100% of the time. And I do. I mean what I say 100% of the time. And I say what I mean. People pleasing is just so toxic. And it's not fun. It's not cute. And it doesn't make you nice. I've said this on so many episodes. Like, I hate people pleasers. And people pleasers are so often people who consider themselves to be so nice. And it's like, oh, so I'm not nice because I'm not a people pleaser, because I'm honest, because I stick up for myself, because I put myself first. I'm not so nice. You're the nice one because you don't know how to just state your boundaries and uphold your standards. That doesn't make you nice. It makes you a people pleaser and it makes you toxic. I mean, putting others before yourself is really, really harmful. It's harmful for you. It's harmful for your mental health. It's harmful for your perspective of yourself, your self-worth, your confidence. You start to think other people are more valuable than you. You start to feel bad for yourself, think of yourself like a victim. And, you know, putting others before yourself and caring so much about doing what makes everybody else happy allows so much shit to get swept under the rug. It allows so many things to just go untalked about, and it allows us to, like, justify things. Like, we justify people's actions and we make excuses for other people. Oh, like, you know, if I stand up for myself or if I call this person out, it's going to make it awkward for everybody. You know, when, like, you have a group of friends and one person, like, is just, you're getting bad vibes or whatever the case is, but you do nothing about it because, oh, for the sake of the group, I don't want to do this to the group. Like, fuck the group. What about yourself? Like, you're going to inconvenience yourself to convenience everybody else. That shit is harmful. Stop making excuses for other people. Stop justifying why you allow shitty people to remain in your life. And when we take a step back and see things a little bit more in black and white and start just putting ourselves first, like, just straight up, like, moving forward, I will only do what's best for me. I'm putting myself first. So when you're operating from that mindset of, like, I come first, I'm only going to do what makes me happy 100% of the time, and I'm not going to what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm not willing to negotiate it, you know? Like, I'm not willing to put myself first or do what makes me feel good 75% of the time or 50% of the time. I'm only willing and able to do what makes me happy 100% of the time, you know? So when you're in that mindset, you operate from there, you realize how much less bullshit you put up with. It's actually crazy. When you just like uphold your standards 100% of the time, you literally deal with way less nonsense. I know I just talked about this with Michelle on one of my most recent episodes about embodying the feminine. Actually, it might be the episode right before this, embodying feminine energy. And she said something that I really loved. She was like, having standards that you don't uphold doesn't make them standards. It makes them a preference. Like, you would like to do things this way, or you would like for like people to treat you like this or whatever. But if you don't actually stick to your standards, then it's really not the standard. It's actually just a preference. It's what you prefer, but it's not the only thing that you stand for. Because standards should be exactly that. Standards. This is the standard. This is the only thing that I accept. This is the only thing that I allow. And that's that. Like, there's no other way around it.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And so I want to share a video I came across the other day on TikTok. And you know, it's funny because what she says in this video is everything I always say. Like, it's not new information. It's literally reiterating the past 57 episodes of For the Girls. But I want to play it for you guys anyway because I liked the story. I liked the video. And sometimes hearing the same message but worded differently might just click with you differently. You know, like, it might just resonate with you deeper. It might just make more sense hearing somebody else's, like, story and way of explaining. So even though you guys have heard me say all this stuff, this might be really cool for you. So the TikTok username that it came up on is Venus Loves Magic. Okay, here we go.
I want to share this experience with you, or this conversation I had with a friend, rather. And I wanted to share it because it was so on point. And I don't even think she realized how on point she is, but I told her, girl, you on point. So I have a friend, she's a single mom, and she's dating. And the dating pool can be difficult, even as a woman with kids, a woman without kids, whatever. So she was dating a guy for a substantial amount of time, and he just was not showing the effort that she needed for him to show. He just wasn't. And you know, she expressed what she needed. She communicated with him on multiple occasions, and he just could not seem to get it together, to, you know, whatever the reason was. She was so intentional about how her dating experience was going to go that she cut him off. And when she cut him off, she simply said, "You are not in a place in your life where you're able to give me what I need to be secure in a relationship." And of course, that was something new to him, so he was really upset about it. But let me tell you the little piece of gem that I found in that. I looked at her overall and noticed that she doesn't share some of the same issues that a lot of women share in at her particular stage in her life, and her views on men and relationships are not really tainted. And I have a theory about that. The reason why is that she doesn't stay around for mistreatment. She doesn't stay around when she recognizes that it's not working. She doesn't take it personal. She doesn't make it a invitation to change herself or change that person. She just recognizes that that experience is not what she wants, and she chooses something else. You can do that in love. You can do that in finance. You can do that in friendships. Whenever there is something that is not serving you, instead of taking that as an invitation to change yourself, to fix it, to meet it, or to change the other person to be it, I think let's normalize saying, "This is just not the experience that I anticipated that it was, and it's okay for me to release that so that I can get the experience that it is that I desire." Fast forward, when she cut that relationship off, she ended up finding a man that gave her everything that she needed. So powerful, so powerful. Hopefully that helped you out, because it damn sure helped me.
I love that video. Anyway, you guys get the point. Like, that woman put herself first. She upheld her standards 100% of the time. She made room for nothing else. And she's like, "This is my self-care. Like, I'm going to be selfish with my time. I'm going to be selfish with my energy. I'm going to be selfish with my intentions and desires and boundaries and so on and so forth." And she might have had a nice guy who, you know, she enjoyed her time with, but she's like, "Nope, not 100% what I want. So I just unfortunately can't make any further time for it." So I think that what she does, and something that I teach my coaching clients, is that you have to turn your standards into requirements. You know, like talking about how Michelle said, standards that aren't upheld are not standards, they're preferences. And, you know, in response to that, I said, 100%. Standards need to be requirements. Otherwise, we make, you know, so many, like we bend the rules for so many people. So if you turn your standards into requirements, like it is a requirement to match these, standards, whatever. I don't even know how I want to say that. Like, it is just a fucking requirement. Then, yeah, you start to notice everything falls into place and everything falls in line accordingly. So a couple bullet points here that I teach my, you know, clients, my coaching clients about standards, to switch them to requirements and make sure that these four are on the list. One, hold yourself and the people around you accountable. And what I mean when I say that is that what you want must be exactly what you get, no exceptions. So hold yourself accountable to every single thing that you say you want. You want this business? Do it. You want this friendship? Get it. You want this relationship? Go for it and don't settle for anything less. So on and so forth. What you want must be what you get, no exceptions. Why do you guys think I stay single? Because I know what I want, and I date plenty of guys. I meet plenty of guys. I have plenty of nice guys texting me, but like it's not 100% what I want, and I refuse to get what I don't want. So I hold myself and the people around me accountable, no exceptions. Number two, respect my time, my wishes, and my boundaries. Oh God, respecting your time is such a big thing for me. I ended a whole friendship over that. I had a friend for many years who was, oh God, like she was just so selfish in a negative way that like she would lie a lot, like bad, make up stories. You know how everyone has that friend who's like, the sky is falling every day. Like, oh, I can't make it because my car got towed. Meanwhile, her car is sitting perfectly fine in her driveway. I can't come because my phone broke and I got to go to the store and she's on a perfectly working phone. Like, everything was a fucking ordeal all the time. And so, yeah, she just always lied, especially when it came to plans, and would cancel plans or, like, even at the last minute. Like, the type of friend who I would be, like, fully ready, like, hair, makeup done, waiting on her, and then she would just no-show. She would just go to the store. At the last minute, it'd be like, oh my God, I was on my way, but then I got a flat tire. Like, when you know deep down, it's just like, yeah, probably the boy that she's talking to called her and she just wanted to do that instead. And so now, like, I'm the one who got screwed over because she had no respect for my time, no respect for, you know, me and anything of the sort. And so it didn't matter if she canceled on me at the last minute over and over and over. And that I couldn't. That's not a friend. And then, you know, respecting wishes, respecting boundaries. Like, when people think that what you want isn't a big deal, or they don't understand your choice, that they don't understand your boundaries and they don't want to understand, like, people who make you feel like your wishes and your boundaries are silly or dramatic or too much or too high or whatever. Like, okay, if you're not going to respect my wishes and my boundaries, then we simply can't be friends. You simply can't be in my life. It's one thing to not understand them and being open to asking questions and getting to understand them, but it's a whole other journey if you're just, you think that I'm crazy. Another one, they have to match my effort and meet me where I am. Like, I refuse to ever be in a relationship or a friendship again that feels one-sided. You know, like, I'm not going to diminish the things that I want to do just to make you happy. Like, I have to stay true to myself. If this is, like, what we planned, or this is what I want, or this is what would make me happy, and I'm putting in all this effort and I'm bringing you along and you're just bringing me down, like, that's just simply not gonna work. You know, another friend comes to mind that I feel like we were friends, but I felt like I was the friend where, like, she only wanted to be with me when it was convenient for her. Like, she had another group of friends, or she had a guy, or whatever the case would be. And I loved this friend so dearly that, like, I always made the effort to talk or to hang out or to make plans. And, you know, I could just tell that she wouldn't want to make plans with me because, like, just in case these other people made plans. And then, like, when they didn't make plans, she would call me and, like, want to, you know, like, do something with me. And it's like, oh, why? Because nobody else cared to make plans with you. You know what I mean? Like, I just felt like I made all the effort, and if I didn't, we wouldn't talk. And then, like, it got to a point where I just had to stop speaking to her altogether. And I think I just ended up, like, never texting her again, or maybe I didn't even answer her last text, and it just ended. And you know what? Like, honestly, all it did was prove my point. It just validated my point. Like, if she gave a fuck, I think she would have known, like, why I distanced myself, why I stopped answering, and she would have reached out and she would have made the effort. For me, you know, it was easy to let that kind of go, because I'd rather not have you in my life at all than have you halfway there. I have no interest in forcing friendships, forcing relationships, anything that's not 100% on the same page. I'm just not interested. And the last thing is to keep and honor your word, which means to be a woman or a man of integrity. So do what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to do it, then you must do it. Don't change your mind. I mean, unless you're changing your mind for good reasons, good cause, and it, like, completely makes sense. But otherwise, like, don't be lazy, or don't make excuses, or don't act like a victim, or don't just talk the talk if you can't walk the walk. If you say that you're going to call me, then call. If you say you're going to take me to dinner, then take me to dinner. If you say we're going to do this, then do it. Whatever it is, you must keep and honor your word. And that's, you know, also for yourself to do it. Like, do what you say you're going to do. No ifs, ands, or buts. So those are a few of, to me, like, the bare minimum requirements in my life that I hold myself to and that I require from other people. You may call it standards, but I like to switch that mindset to requirements, because I have to be selfish with, you know, these things, these daily practices and these beliefs in my life. And you either get it or you don't. And if you don't, then you don't care about my sanity and my mental health and my self-care, which means you ultimately don't care enough about me and my happiness. And therefore, I have no room for that. So selfishness is, like I said, very, very, very powerful when executed properly. And we need to like make that normal and make that a good thing. Now let's switch gears and get into some advice because I have a Dear Victoria segment that I want to answer. If you guys have not submitted your situations for me, please send them over to victoria.forthegirlspodcast@gmail.com. Try to send some things aside from dating if possible, because every single submission I have right now is dating. And I try to answer the ones that are a little different, because almost all of you guys that ask questions is like, same story, just different font. Like, it's a matter of like very minor changes, and they're all gonna have the same response. Like, you're all emailing me about really shitty guys, and you know what my answer is gonna be. It's gonna be cut them off. Like, there's no other way around it. It's basically everyone's just telling me all different versions of the same stories and being like, so what do I do? And like, you know that I'm gonna say to break up with him. But this one is a little bit more specific. The other ones are a little bit more generic. So let's get into this one. And then, yeah, anyone who has anything that you need help with, please email me and make sure to label it Dear Victoria. So let's get into it. Dear Victoria, am I self-sabotaging or do I trust my gut? I've been listening to For the Girls every day at the gym for the past month or so, and you are so inspiring. My question is regarding a guy, blah, I know, but I need some solid advice. Also, I did not say blah, I know. She said that. He and I matched on Bumble around 8 months ago and have been snapping basically daily up until this past July. Nothing serious, just selfie streaks and a little chit chat. And then like an idiot, I got back with my ex and ghosted him, this guy, for like 2 weeks. After I came to my senses and blocked my ex for good, I texted this guy again and he immediately asked me out. We went mini golfing and to a carnival on our first date. And then a few days later, we went to a taco place for dinner and walked around Sag Harbor. After our second date, his energy totally changed, and even though he asked me out for a third time, the vibe was totally off. He also casually mentioned texting someone else, but that I was his main priority, which was a red flag, but I appreciated his honesty, and I was also talking to some other people on the app, so I decided to let it slide. 30 minutes before our third date, he texted and said he wasn't able to make our plans, and then texted me a few days later saying that he likes me a lot, really enjoyed going out with me, but wasn't up for a relationship right now, blaming his two jobs, mental health, which he also said he was seeking therapy for, and that he didn't want to ruin things with me. I told him that's fine, and if it changes, to reach back out. This is where I messed up. I caved, texted him twice. First time he answered right away, and the conversation was just a general catch-up. And then I didn't hear from him for another two-ish weeks, so I reached out again. This time, he brought up his stance on relationships again, saying he knows he wants a relationship, just doesn't want to jump into anything prematurely, which I agreed. I would never be someone's girlfriend after only two dates. He has now been texting me consistently and even said, I want to put in the effort. I'm the one that has to get you back after all, but with no prompting. We have tentative plans. So should I let it play out and see where this goes, or should I go with my gut feeling and not get my hopes up because I'm worried he'll pull the not ready card again? And I'm also fully off the apps now, not looking to get back on, and he's the only guy I'm even slightly entertaining. Okay, sorry guys, that was a freaking novel. But here's the thing, let people show you who they are. Like, you can't get your hopes up. You can't put expectations on people. You can't get off the apps and be like, this is the only guy I'm going to talk to now, because he hasn't really given you a reason to do that. He hasn't given you a reason to have your hopes up. He might be saying like, yeah, I'm going to get into it now. But thus far, he has showed you that he doesn't want what you want. He doesn't want a relationship. He's not going to make you his girlfriend. He is busy with work and he needs to get into therapy and focus on his mental health. And like, he's even saying like, yeah, I want a relationship, but I don't want a relationship. Like, it's kind of like back and forth and wishy-washy. And I would really, first of all, 100% of the time, I would trust my gut. So what I was going to say was I would really follow my intuition. Like, 100% of the time, I would never say I'm just overthinking, blah, blah, blah. Like, if it's coming from the gut and you know it deep down, like in the pit of your stomach, not to get your hopes up, then don't. Like, I would not be deleting my dating app profiles and putting all my eggs into a basket with a guy who has literally told me and showed me that he's not committed to me. He might be saying, I like you, I want to put in the effort. But like, okay, then just put in the effort. Stop talking about it. Just do it. Like, I want to put in the effort, but I'm going to make tentative plans. I've bailed on plans. I don't want to rush things. I take 2 weeks to answer your texts. Like, it's giving. I want to keep you at an arm's length. I want my cake and eat it too. I don't know where you guys are at now because I know that this submission was sent to me about 2 weeks ago. So I don't know, like, what has changed. But I will say this. Don't get your hopes up, but also don't write him off, because let him prove himself to you. And letting him prove himself to you could mean good or bad. He could prove to be a waste of time. He could prove to be a stand-up guy, a man of integrity, a man of his word. And he could really prove to put in the effort that you're looking for. But until he does, I really don't think that I would, like, you know, say, okay, let me just only entertain him. He's the only guy I like. You can meet 500 guys that you like, but the only one that you should commit to is the one who's proven to be devoted to you. So no committing until, like, wait, what? You know the saying that's like innocent and until proven guilty? Like, single until proven committed. Let's go that route. And if your gut is telling you that he's going to pull the I'm not ready card again, then there's a reason for that. So trust it. But I look forward to seeing how this all plays out. Thank you so much for submitting. And just in general, for everybody listening, thank you so much for joining me in another episode of For the Girls. It's a pleasure as per usual. I'm really sorry about my raspy voice. I can't help it. I don't know where it came from, but I'll stop talking now. That's all for today. Bye, girls. Until next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.